And now, enjoy this free JZO Modcast show.
Hey there, this is Ralph Garman, and you are listening to the World of MythBits. You made an excellent choice.
G'day from SA. This is Tim here with episode 271 of the World of MythBits. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the World of MythBits, where I, Tim, get to be your host, get to sort of talk dark myth, what's going on with the company, what's coming up, what anthologies are open, what opportunities you've got, when the magazines, the open contract challenge. There's lots going on. There's plenty going on. But right now, at the moment, our wonderful president, Mr. David K. Montoya, has set me the challenge of reviewing the first 60 issues of the World of Myth magazine before the 20-year anniversary of said magazine in October this year. So far, I have been going as quickly as I possibly can. Utter madness, chaos. My life is a disheveled mess at the present moment, as I'm madly trying to read through so many stories, so much poetry, reviewing so many wonderful artworks, looking through the movie reviews, there's book reviews, over the evolution of the first 2 years of the magazine. I've seen it already change, new categories being added, the initial youth art, and then it sort of drops away again. Lots and lots going on. So, we've been able to get through 2005, the initial year, and the last podcast, I don't know if you had the chance to listen, but that was the review of the first half, so January through to June of 2006. So, I'm casting our minds back again to 2006 for this episode, trying to do the second half. I thought it'd be a lot easier because there was July, I think it skipped August, and then September, October is the Halloween special, but also the birthday edition, and then yeah, all the way through to December. I thought one less magazine, surely we'll be able to do well, but I was wrong. So we'll see. It's like I'm coming in blind. I've got like the very, very last bits of December still to review, but times are ticking and we're sinking our teeth straight into it. But before we do, open contract challenge. You have a bit over a week to submit to the open contract challenge for 2024. So if you haven't yet, make sure that you jump on the Facebook page, follow the link, or go to www.opencontractchallenge.com, and you can find all the details there for your submissions. Also, the cutoff for the April edition of the World of Myth magazine, issue number 125. The cutoff has now closed for submissions, but don't stop submitting. Keep sending Steph your work, because then that will be considered for the May edition. So it's like, oh, chief editor must be a tough job. And throw in there as well, I think Steph's headed back to Canada as well. So there's a bit of travel in there. Lots going on in her world. But ever the professional, I'm sure that she's all over it, on top of it. I've got no excuses. Final thing that I wanted to mention, though, in my sort of ad hoc thrown together housekeeping is mythmart.com and the book of the month. Don't forget, jump on while you're listening here now. Feel free, jump on, have a look. Some great stuff, eclectic range, something for everyone. But yeah, make sure that you submit for book of the month. There's some great deals there as well. So let's go to my mad scroll as we review issues 23 through to 27 for episode 271 of the World of Myth Bits. Let's kick off. Issue 23, July 2006. So simple and yet so stunning a cover for this issue. A rose, black and white, shaded so delicately, utterly beautiful. New cover, Adam James, I've got here. Newcomer Adam James pulls off June Member of the Month. First time ever for a new submitter. So congratulations, Adam. That's a great achievement. A late issue, but still so much to get through. So here we go. Into Fantasy, and Adam James is back with part two of his story, The Battle of Dread Valley. Very cool from beginning to end. What talent. This is really cool. This one's sort of, definitely Conan, like the barbarian fantasy with the sorcerers and the magic, might versus magic. I like this one a lot. From the previous chapter to this chapter, a very cool story. And then Queen of the Westerlands, Part 8 by Terry D. Shearer. A tense situation is resolved thanks to some help from an unexpected friend. Guess you never know who is watching and remembering your name. Then on to Horror, a reflection by Kevin Adams. So clever, a life taken and a life reflected upon. Then Pharaoh's Ring, Part 1 by Samuel Hain. Cool gangster story, part mystery. Part gangster story, part mystery, all horror. I cannot wait for part two. And then action and suspense. And we continue the end, story two, from David K. Montoya. This one's called To Home from Hell. With a name like Corpseland, you just know you don't want to get stuck there. And yet, in such a dystopian world, how far can one push a SUV? I guess, thanks, Dave, we're finding out, aren't we? That cool little vehicle has taken the characters some places, but there's only so far that one vehicle can last. And then Poetry, A Dance of Swords by Jeff R. Young. War and the Fate of the Fallen, captured so dramatically. Is this Jeff's first piece, I wonder? Or maybe the previous piece was his first piece. But Jeff, great to see your early beginnings, and wonderful to see you still continuing to submit pieces to the magazine as well. Going from strength to strength, my friend. Love Betrayed by L.M. Mercer. What a dedication. A lovely walk, but with the support of friends, one can make it on through to the other side. Back to Start by Ellen Lynch. Poetry is such a cathartic way for many of us to work through the most powerful of emotions, and this certainly is no exception. Then Gunfighter by Kevin Magnus. The quick and the dead, they are the only two choices. What is left behind, though, when you become the latter? My Big Night Home by Steve Bolin. So, Steve shows his talent as a poet and a storyteller many, many times in this wonderful magazine. Throughout all sorts of issues. This one here made me grin like a goof. Well done, Steve. This was a joy to read. Then Rockets Rattling, This Very Old Air by a girl of myth, Rebecca. Especially sad, this one. Knowing that conflict still affects the whole world. Even now. Especially now. And then gallery, we've got When I Fell In by Jessica Rinaldo. What a frightening vision. Jessica has portrayed the spectral so vividly. Is it a darkened soul? A creature from Hell's Pit? Whatever this vision portrays, I really don't want to experience it myself. Then saying goodbye, girl of myth. So sad, such beauty, but goodbyes are often the hardest things to say. Rose by Any Other Name by Alan J. Speckman. The perfect cover, titled perfectly. And then Big Trouble by David K. Montoya. Someone is in for a world of pain. Movie reviews. Balcony Betty. Betty reviewed Ultraviolet. Difficult to follow, but a good movie. 3.5 hours of pleasure. Failure to Launch. She found this one very predictable. And Sarah Jessica Parker, not that great. But still, 2.5 hours of pleasure. The Dark. One that went straight to DVD, but according to Balcony Betty, should have gone to the cinema. 3.5 hours of pleasure. And then Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, the second film in that series. She loves Orlando Bloom and Johnny Depp, really good in their roles. 4 hours of pleasure. So thank you for those reviews, Betty. And then onto book review. Commander by Sarah Banks surprisingly involves the reader, ending almost disappointingly, but saved at the final moment. I'm not sure who does the book reviews, but yeah, that's a very insightful review on that book. And then we move on to issue 24, September. So I don't know what happened to August. There was no mention of August whatsoever. But yes, into September 2006. Cool cover this month. The red eyes and yellow teeth just made it for me. Massive second anniversary edition. September's the second anniversary. Yes. Congratulations to Terry for July Member of the Month. But who will win Member of the Year? Then Girl of Myth Rebecca's new release is reviewed. New movie reviewer, Stephen King featured writer, and Mock the Artist is interviewed by Mythmaster. To top it all off, Hitchcock, the Master of Suspense, is featured director and writer. But yeah, no mention of where no mention of where August went. Interesting. So we kick off fantasy with Queen of the Westerland Part 9 by Terry D. Shearer. The wizard Calibex reveals more of his power and his sinister plan. Will the world survive? How can good triumph over such a powerful evil? Then The Horse Course by Steve Bolin. What an adventurous romp, told brilliantly by a very skilled and clever storyteller, short and most highly entertaining. Then Death Comes Again by Adam James. This story takes us on a wild and epic journey. What an most interesting ending. So clever. And I like that there's a range of stories that begin and end in one issue, but then there are also serials that sort of continue on through. Then we move on to Horror. Treatment by Kevin Adams. Oh, wow. Medicinal treatment to the extreme. Pharaoh's Ring Part 2. Samuel Hayne. Poor Nick. Things get weirder and weirder as this story goes on. If you think you've had a bad night, it can in no way compare to this. Then featured writer Stephen King, indeed a master of the craft. Such a long list of publications too. Action and Suspense, The End, Story 2. Lured Inside by David K. Montoya. An action-packed episode, this one. Unluckies everywhere, and still their nature is strange, chaotic, unpredictable. Then we move on to Poetry. It's Tough to Be a Kid by Steve Bolin. Imagination Overload. Hungry fish, giant monsters, and a poor young boy just trying to get some sleep. Regrets by L.M. Mercer. A strong statement from someone who is no joke. Love the power of these words. The Guardian by Jeff R. Young. Beautiful words describing the sacred bond between lovers. The World of Myth by Kevin Adams. What a great poem, capturing what the world of myth is for so many. Then Life, Part 3. Or Life 3 by Kevin Magnus. The series of life poems from Kevin shine a light upon struggles and his skill with words. Life 3 is no exception to this. Dreamer by Ellen Lynch. Each of us must be a dreamer, just as this poet suggests. Where else do stories stem from but our faraway thoughts? Then Gallery, Castle in the Air by Michael A. Suave. I love the winding road effects. The clouds are almost acting as a guardian for the majestic palace bathed in light. This was a beautiful, really cool picture, Michael. Then The Rush by Jessica Rinaldo. Another brutal gift from this talented artist. A fighter's stance with claws that can do some serious damage. Lonely Dog by Alan J. Speckman. So cute, yet so sad. Alan's got a real talent for that, like the rose from the July cover. And then this one here, The Lonely Dog. It's simple but not simple. It's like you can still see the real skill and the real emotion in the images that he produces. Then still in the gallery, A Dragon and Witch by David K. Montoya. I love the drama of this piece and the clever use of colour. Then Morrow of Saint Valentine by Michael A. Suave. Powerful piece with a poetic accompaniment. This really gave me medieval type vibes. It was very cool. Forest Creek by Alan J. Speckman. A pristine scene, so tranquil and peaceful. Out of the Light by David K. Montoya. Horror, so hungry. And there's such a variety. Summer's End by Jessica Rinaldo. So simple, yet such complex emotions ebb from this piece. And Legion by Mock. The soldier rises up to fight again, red eyes blazing and dagger hungry for blood. Such a great cover. We move on to movie reviews. Alan Russo is the new reviewer. Benchwarmers gets 4 Howls of Pleasure. I think I've seen that film. Final Destination 3. Not happy with that one. That seems a bit predictable. I think Alan said if you've seen Final Destination 1 and 2, then you've already seen 3. Which is a pity. Betty reviews Annapolis and gives it 3 Howls of Pleasure. And then the M. Shamalamalamalam film, Lady in the Water, she, apologies to the director, she gives that a big 4 Howls of Pleasure. Really, really enjoyed that one. That's one that I think I want to go and see. Then we still with Betty, and The Garden gets 3 Howls of Pleasure. Ah, and V for Vendetta. V for Vendetta. I have seen that film. That film is amazing. 3.5 Howls of Pleasure from Betty for that one. That's such a cool film. Reaper Rick, The Cabinet of Dr. Cogliari. Classic film. 4 Howls of Pleasure. Land of the Dead, 3 Howls of Pleasure. The Fog, a remake of The Fog. A terrible, terrible remake of The Fog. And then Charlie and the Chocolate Factory remake with Tim Burton and Johnny Depp. Such high hopes. So disappointed. Then we move on to the featured writer Hitchcock. Such a master. I didn't know like how many different movies he's been in. Oh, just such an incredible writer-director. Amazing. And then Rebecca C. Lofgren's Book of Dreams is reviewed. Poetry so surprisingly deep and mature for someone. So I can't believe 18, Rebecca, you were 18 when this came out. Ridiculous. Congratulations. Two great, interesting for your informations, and then an interview with Mock, fun and funny yet still so insightful. And then we move on to issue 25, October, killer cover. This can only mean issue 25, Halloween. Congratulations to Adam James. New submissions, favorites, continue. Oh, more horror. Oh, well, more horror than one can bear. So hold on to your breath. Count to 3. Don't be scared. Come join me. And I think before we go too far, I reckon what was it? Hang on. Yeah, that's right. No, we'll dive right in. Jump into fantasy. Terry brings us part 10 of Queen of the Westerland. A lesson to be learned. Never tackle good people. Yet for some, this lesson is learned too late. Good people tend to dispatch you straight away. Bad people have like a big monologue about how they've managed to get you right where they want you and blah, blah, blah. This piece, very bloody, very brutal, very cool. So well done, Terry. Great, great lesson to learn. Feature writer Robert E. Howard. The best seem to die so young and so mysteriously, a talented writer that I must learn more about. Then A Whole Lot of Horror, Ride With Me by R.H. Stravis. Yeah, this one was way cool. Well told, great characters, the perfect horror story. Organic by Lincoln Krischer. I like this one too. Almost fable or fairy tale, but oh, so dark. Dumbala's Gift by Sarah Wilson. More classic horror, frightful and full of lessons to learn. Enoch and Sabrina by Tyler Titchler. What is Halloween without a traditional ghostly tale or two? Possession by Kevin Adams. Frightening and exciting both. Another wonderful tale from the spookiest time of year. Pharaoh's Ring Part 3, Samuel Hain. How clever. I love the twists and turns of all chapters of this story, but especially the final part. Then Action and Suspense, The End, Story 2, Trapped by David K. Montoya. Who is this poor child that has suffered such a fate? And is there any truth to the rumour of treasures buried deep? Then we get a new section, a humour section, and Bloodbath and Beyond by Steve Bolin. Dark. Very dark. One can't help but smile, though. And then Ode to My Can of Cheese by Michael A. Survey. Someone must really like cheese in a can. Poetic and amusing. And then that leads us into poetry. Werewolf by Kevin Magnus. Great rhyme with such visual progression. Terror Eyes by Jeff R. Young. This one sent shivers down my spine. Wisdom by Kevin Adams. Indeed, great words of wisdom here, shared by a poet of great talent. Trusting by Ellen Lynch. A poem of hope and love, and at its very heart, trust. Then Wayward of War by L.M. Mercer. Such a great depiction of the ultimate battle. Lucky for us, no one yet has the upper hand. Then we move on to Gallery and Vampira by Michael A. Survey. In all her horrific glory, just the perfect cover for a fright-filled issue. And yeah, this one here, the cover is cool, but seeing this image in the gallery actually depicts the whole, it's gone from portrait to landscape, which enables you to see the entire, yeah, that you have to check it out for sure. And then New Girl by Jonathan Fesmier. Lots to examine with this one. I love the digital art use, the figurine on the desk, and how creepy is that thing in the cage. This one was interesting, definitely different. And then Dead Leaves by Jessica Ronaldo. This one was fun, fun, fun. Oh, to be a puppy amongst the falling leaves. The joy of life, basically. Beautiful. Beautiful. Fun, fun, fun. Tree Frog by Alan J. Speckman. Cool black and white from Alan again. With a frog that's just kicking back, relaxing, loving life. Then Amber Back Cover by Jonathan Fesmire. dark, dystopian, magical. Into the movie reviews, Alan Russo is back. He's reviewed Last House on the Left, giving that 4 Hours of Pleasure. Great horror movie. Serpent and the Rainbow, 3 Hours of Pleasure. John Carpenter's Halloween, classic Halloween, 5 Hours of Pleasure. And then Betty has reviewed Napoleon Dynamite, which she says is a stupid film and never watch it. But there are fans out there of this bizarre... I don't understand either, Betty. I don't get it. Big Daddy gets 3.5 Hours of Pleasure. Office Space gets 3 Hours of Pleasure. And then we move over to Reaper Rick, who reviewed Monster Man, 2.5 Hours of Pleasure. Shadow of the Vampire, that gets 3 Hours of Pleasure. That sounds like a really cool one. And then Phantom from 1979. That was the year I was born. And Rick goes, no. Bad. Don't watch it. Then book review, The Savage Tales of Solomon Kane by Robert E. Howard. A gifted and prolific writer, this review makes me want to learn more. Then Month in Myth, more new Halloween facts. Then we finish off with 2 great interviews between R.H. Stavis and Mythmaster, and then Jonathan Fassmeyer and Mythmaster. And then, and yeah, they're well worth having a look at as well. And then we jump right on into issue 26, November 2006. The World as Seen Through a Castle Arch Window. Pretty pristine. A Winter Wonderland. Yeah, what a most interesting cover. Then David K. Montoya has taken over the role as chief editor, giving Terry, his friend and mentor, the month off. Poet Kevin Adams, first member of the month, October. Stephen King's book reviewed. Rick and Grimm do movie reviews. A shorter issue compared with bumpers of late. So let's begin with a trip to the lands of fantasy. And Weights and Measures by L.M. Mercer. Ooh, the ultimate test. Are you destined for above or below? Or is there more life yet to come? Well done, L.M., for asking this question so well. Then Queen of the Westerlands, Part 11 by Terry D. Shearer. I especially love the way that Terry describes the battle scenes in this story, revealing to us, the reader, the intricate thoughts behind a character's actions. In this chapter, Terry has achieved this particularly well. Then we move on to Horror, The Spider, Part 1, by Steve Bolin. What a setup. I have the feeling that this tale of terror is on the cusp of sucking us all dry. Then T for 2, by Mark E. Deloy. What a vision. Young love becoming brittle. And... brittle and bare over the eons of time. Then action, suspense, the end, story 2, end of the line, David K. Montoya. We discover more about the Unluckies. Are they truly the hunger-fueled zombies, first thought? Yeah, this is interesting, the way that you've sort of developed this what seems like just a really well done dystopian zombie, all of a sudden the reader's thinking, wait a minute, what is actually going on? So yeah, this is very cool, Dave, very cool. And then humor, Little Problem by David K. Montoya. This made me laugh so hard. Great fun from beginning to perfect end. A master, master storyteller. Such a short jaunt. Very amusing. Then poetry. Writer's Curse by Kevin Adams. So true, Kevin. So true. How many stories write themselves? My Sickness by Kevin Magnus. Kevin continues to venture down a dark path, sometimes asking us for our company. Kindred Spirit. Ah. And then Kindred Spirits by L.M. Mercer. This one is so sweet and special. A beautiful promise. It's a real emotional roller coaster working your way, especially through the poetry section. Then Forest Night by Jeff R. Young. A mysterious character, guardian of Mother Nature's children. Yeah, this was cool. I like your poetry a lot, Jeff. I love your stories, love your poetry. Yeah, you've just got a real knack for telling a cool tale. Then Gallery, Hide Me, Protect Me by Jessica Ronaldo. Sadly missing another stolen piece. Spirit Guardian. We do get to review the rest of the gallery, though. So Spirit Garden by Jonathan Fessmeyer. So lush, so green. Then Winter Nights by Alan J. Speckman. Great view, cool cover. Entangled by Michael A. Suave. Such a fascinating piece. The more you look, the more you see. Then movie reviews, Grimm reviews, Click by Adam Sandler, starring Adam Sandler. Four Hours of Pleasure, a remake of The Omen, gets 1.5 Hours of Pleasure. The Disney Pixar movie Cars gets 3 Hours of Pleasure. And I'm glad you thought that, Grimm. It is a very sweet, very cool film. An American Haunting gets 4 Howls of Pleasure. Big, big fan. And then Rick reviews The Breakup, which was a waste of his time, he thinks. Mission Impossible 3, another waste of time. But Silent Hill, based on the video game Silent Hill, he really, really enjoyed that one, though. 3 Howls of Pleasure. And then featured writer-director George A. Romero. Very interesting section on him. And then Stephen King's Nightmares and Dreamscapes is the book that gets reviewed. An utter masterpiece. Month in Myth, November. More interesting facts. Then Mythmaster interviews, one with Kevin Magnus. A great insight. Great insightful information. A great insightful intro to both of these interesting characters. Yeah, Mythmaster sort of reveals a bit more about themselves, and Kevin Magnus, it's great to sort of delve a bit deeper into that one. And then we dive right into December 2006, issue 27 of the World of Myth magazine, Santa! I love this image with the world off in the far distance and the long list of good kids and their wishes. So simple. With such simplicity, this cover captures the magic of the silly season. Congratulations to Steve Berlin for Member of the Month for November. And to Terry D. Shearer for Member of the Year. The first thing I notice is that there's no chapter of Queen of the Westerlands in December. Where did it go? I mean, maybe Terry took the month off as magazine editor-in-chief editor and Dave took over that, but maybe Terry took the month off with writing as well. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll have to find out from Dave. So many more stories, poems, and art. The usual suspects go festive. So ho, ho, ho. Let's go, go, go. December to Dismember by Kevin Adams kicks off fantasy. What an interesting tale. You can take that any way you like. Such a great story. Very clever. Kevin, very clever. Horror. To be honest, December to Dismember could have been in fantasy, or it could just as easily have been in horror. But in horror, we have It Came Upon a Midnight Clear by Mark E. Deloy. This one was very cool, very dark, and very cool. Then The Spider Part 2 by Steve Berlin. This story is just getting weirder. It's getting weirder and more interesting. I cannot wait for the final installment next issue. Then Action and Suspense, The End Story 2, End of the Line Part 2 by David K. Montoya. This new type of unlucky makes us think of the possibilities, but in the end a monster cannot stop being true to itself. Then featured writer Dan Brown. And I never knew Dan Brown was a musician. So much information. So interesting. I love whoever does the features. There's a lot of research and a lot. Yeah, it's like Michael A. Arnold when he does his art reviews and his book reviews. There's always something that I never knew that. That's unusual. That's like you review the reviews, people, because there's always something to learn. And then humor. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer by David K. Montoya. Laugh out loud. This one made me laugh out loud. Santa and Grandpa. Two peas in a pod, I think. There's the way they think, the way that they just sort of clicked, could read each other's minds, I suppose. And wishes do come true, I guess. Poetry. This is Christmas by Kevin Magnus. A beautiful, festive piece. Very different to Kevin's other poetry. I found that December last year as well, that that time of year really seems to bring a nostalgic or an almost magical element to Kevin's poetry. Then 'Tis the Season by L.M. Mercer. This one's so saddening. A Christmas alone is the worst Christmas possible. When Angels Cry by Jeff R. Young. So sweet and so sad. Siren by Ellen Millman. The Siren Song enchants another and takes everything. Then we move on to Gallery. Christmas Ride by David K. Montoya. A festive cover. Perfect for the season. Then The American Idol by Jonathan Fessmeyer. Rockstar! Love the image of this performer and the crowd. There's not a lot of detail, but you can feel the emotion. Forest Creek by Alan J. Speckman. I love these depictions of nature from Alan. So pristine and tranquil. I want to go and visit there. Just sit, listen to the babble of the brook, and just write. It looks like the perfect spot to sort of get your pen and your paper and just go for it. A Woman Left Lonely by Michael A. Suave. Stunning. Then movie reviews. Grimm checks out Clerks 2 and gives it a massive 3 Hours of Pleasure. A great sequel 10 years on. The Hills Have Eyes, the remake of The Hills Have Eyes. 3 Hours of Pleasure and big call by Grimm. he reckons better than the original. Superman Returns, also reviewed by Grimm, massive fan of the Superman franchise, especially this one, Superman Returns, Four Hours of Pleasure. Then Rick steps in, reviewing Lucky Number 11, 3.5 House of Pleasure, Ghosts of Mars gets 3 House of Pleasure, Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest gets 4 House of Pleasure. So he's obviously liking it for different reasons than Betty, I'm thinking. But yeah, all in all, a good fun film. Yes, the ones with Johnny Depp in them, in my opinion, seem to be the best. And then a book review, The House of Pendragon, The Firebrand by Deborah Kemp. And this fantasy is just really cool. And the stuff based on myth and legend is some of the best kind of fantasy. So, yes, this is a great review for a great book. And the cool thing, too, is starting with the review of book one, it sort of gets us, if you haven't read the series, it sort of gets us into wanting to read it and the rest of the series. So I'm just going to see if I can have a look at here we go. So jumping. Okay, so this is me going, okay, so I have no notes for Month in Myth. We've got another poem. I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to man, by Longfellow. This is, yeah, I love the way, I think it's Terry does the myth, Month in Myth. And yeah, I love the way that he sort of delves in deeper than what's generally known. So this is no exception. Lots and lots of detail here. Looking at how different religions have sort of taken on different parts of older religions and twisted it and sort of made it their own. This is, yeah, this is really cool. Like I said, review the reviews, people. And then we've got Mythmaster interviews, author Deborah Kemp, and also Steve Bolin. Two wonderful interviews from this very clever, very quirky interviewer. So, make sure that you jump on. Make sure that you check that out. And that's me, I think. Smashing through another 5 issues of the World of Myth magazine. We're now up to almost halfway through the 60 magazines that we need to get to. So, I think I'm on the right track. So, fingers crossed, Dave, we'll get to issue 60 well before September. But, we'll see how we go. I suspect that the next podcast episode will be either the next magazine that's coming out, issue 125, or I'll sort of try and reach out to one of my writer friends and see if we can have another interview that way. So stay tuned. Hope you have a great week. And remember, make sure to get that submission for the Open Contract Challenge in ASAP if you haven't already. Ciao for now. Tim signing off.